New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell says he first noticed the name change in a press release announcing that Cape Wind would use the terminal for its 130-turbine project.
The press release characterized the name of the terminal as the Massachusetts Marine Commerce Terminal, and we thought, oh, maybe that's a typo, because nobody had called us.
Up until then, the name New Bedford Marine Commerce Terminal had appeared on countless press releases, brochures, and on the website of the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center, which manages the project. But almost overnight, it became the Massachusetts Marine Commerce Terminal, then the South Coast Marine Commerce Terminal.
The name change really was not just an affront to the city's brand, but also the city's stature. New Bedford is thinking bigger these days. It is playing bigger these days. And, you know, for reasons that were never explained to us, still haven't been explained to us, the state had decided to strip the name New Bedford from the terminal.
As of right now, it's being called the Marine Commerce Terminal in New Bedford, which may or may not be enough to satisfy opponents of the change. New Bedford's city council drafted a resolution objecting to the state's sudden action. That prompted a letter from Governor Deval Patrick to the council, in which he states that Mayor Mitchell continues to, quote, misrepresent the actions or intent of this administration, unquote. Mitchell disagrees.
All I have said publicly is I object to the name change, period. There's no misrepresenting. There's nothing to be misrepresented. I'm expressing an opinion, which is that the name should be New Bedford.
Maeve Bartlett, Secretary of the Mass Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs, says her office didn't expect the backlash that quickly came from New Bedford.
We were all kind of very surprised at how concerned people were, but you know, the people in New Bedford are proud and justifiably proud of their port, and we understand that.
Bartlett says the facility has never been officially named by the state.
That is what the legislature is charged to do, and I'm sure they're going to take that up and come up with the official name.
State Senator Mark Montigny has introduced a bill to do just that, officially name the facility the New Bedford Marine Commerce Terminal. And, he says, he has a commitment from Governor-elect Charlie Baker to sign the bill if it gets approved. Montigny says New Bedford has undergone a renaissance over the last 15 years, and the city has taken great pains to rebrand its image.
We've got that rebranding happening. Now this $100 million project comes along. Why wouldn't we say the New Bedford Marine Commerce Terminal? It's more than symbolic to us.
Montigny says he's personally close to both Mayor Mitchell and the governor, and that's made it harder to act as a go-between in helping to settle the issue.
I think the project itself is so important, and the renaissance of the city is so clear that we'll get through this. I'm probably not as ginned up and excited as some because I see it as resolvable.
Montigny's bill most likely won't be acted upon before the next formal legislative session, which begins in January of next year. He says a legislative vote is the best way to settle the naming issue once and for all, so that everyone can refocus their attention on the benefits the terminal is expected to bring to the region.